we don't know what Robert Mueller's doing. We don't have access to the totality of his information.
Well, there are leaks coming out, but yes.
Right. But he did put out an indictment against 13 Russians and three Russian entities. That indictment's a joke.
Yes, it is.
That indictment is not based upon secret intelligence information. That indictment is almost word for word taken from Russian and American media sources that have been following this story since 2014. The only thing that was in there that could possibly be considered law enforcement was the confession by this idiot in California who sells PayPal accounts using stolen identities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But even that, without the specifics, was said in several articles that they were using PayPal accounts to make these payments. So nothing in that indictment was secret. Nothing in that indictment is intelligence or law enforcement, sensitive information. It's a regurgitation of publicly available data, but written in a way to paint a picture that is not the truth. And that's the point I want to make here. Mueller's game has been exposed. That indictment was written in a way to paint a picture that is not the truth. And why is this dangerous? Because they're now talking in the next several weeks that Mueller is going to put out an indictment about WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now that I predict that he's going to use the APT-29 attribution against Russia and link it to APT-28 data theft, because it's the APT-28 data, or at least the data that's been linked to APT-28 that ended up with WikiLeaks. None of the data that APT-29 took ended up in WikiLeaks. None of it. They were done in early April. They were out of the system before CrowdStrike got there. So this is all APT-28, but it's important to note that when we talk about saying Russia did it, yeah, Russia intelligence went in and gathered information. They collected intelligence. That's what they do. That's what we do. That's what intelligence services do. But did Russian intelligence weaponize stolen emails for political purposes? And I think the answer is no, they did not.